From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. A leading Cold War strategist, Paul Nitze, has died. He was 97 years old. Nitze was a senior arms control negotiator under President Reagan and served seven other presidents in a long Washington career. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Paul Nitze is a name familiar to any student of Cold War history, a one-time Wall Street investment banker and conservative Democrat who rose to prominence in the Reagan era. He was the arms negotiator who took that famous walk in the woods with his Soviet counterpart Yuli Kvitsinsky in 1982. Nitze later explained that he felt it necessary to break away from the formal arms talks with the Soviets.
I suggested to him that why don't the two of us go off someplace and see whether the two of us can arrive at a package of concessions by the two sides. And at first, Kvitsinsky was leery of it, but then he decided, well, let's try it.
Nitze recounted the event during an interview with NPR's Terry Gross in 1989. Though the walk in the woods did produce an informal agreement aimed at reducing intermediate-range nuclear missiles, and the story was memorialized in a Broadway play, Nitze said the U.S. and Soviet governments rejected it at that time.
So it never came to pass. But if it had come to pass, I still believe it would have been a very good deal for us and a very good deal for the Soviets, and a lot of pain and agony would have been avoided if that had been approved by both sides.
Paul Nitze never held cabinet-level positions, but he had great influence in the Cold War. During the Truman administration, he and then-Secretary of State Dean Acheson wrote the National Security Council Memorandum 68. It's often called the blueprint for fighting the Cold War, according to Cornell University historian Walter Lefebvre.
In 49 and 50, a couple of things happened which focused everybody's mind, including the explosion of the Soviet A-bomb and the fall of China that occurred within months of each other. And at that point, Nitze and Acheson decided to take a very hard line. NSC 68 was the embodiment of that hard line. What it asked for was essentially a military containment of the Soviet Union, not just a political containment.
What followed, Lefebvre said, was a quadrupling of U.S. military spending.
I think Nitze is a consummate Cold Warrior, and I think that he must have been very proud that so many of his positions, which were very hard-lying positions, were the positions that I'm sure he thought helped end the Cold War.
Lefebvre says Nitze became an intellectual godfather for current policymakers. Secretary of State Colin Powell has described Nitze as an icon in diplomacy. He recently spoke about his first serious encounter with Paul Nitze when Powell was just starting as National Security Advisor to President Reagan.
It was shocking to me then, a three-star general, to sit at the head of a table with all kinds of distinguished individuals and to have Paul Nitze at the table. It was like having Moses at the table. This man who had 50 years under his belt when I was just trying to figure out how to be National Security Advisor.
Powell gave his tribute to Nitze a week ago at the 60th anniversary of the Johns Hopkins School of Advanced International Studies, which was founded by Paul Nitze and the late former Secretary of State Christian Herter. Nitze was unable to attend the gala dinner, but that didn't stop Powell from reminiscing. Powell said he was proud to work with Nitze on arms control deals, including the one on intermediate-range missiles, which was finally concluded in 1987.
The first arms control agreement that actually eliminated nuclear weapons, eliminated an entire class of nuclear weapons on both sides, SS-20s and others on the Russian side, and the Pershing II and ground-launched cruise missiles on our side. Remarkable achievement, and Paul had so much to do with it.
The dean of SAIS called his death a profound loss. Funeral services are to be held this Saturday at Washington's National Cathedral. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.